I'm pleased to be joined now by Port Hope High School athlete Sydney Watson as she prepares to compete at the Ontario Federation of School Athletic Association Badminton Championships at Trinity College School. Sydney, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Well, congratulations on another fantastic badminton season. Talk first, I guess, about winning the Central Ontario Championship.
Well, I feel really good about it. It was nice going into the tournament, having some confidence from last year, obviously. Yeah, I don't know. It's just one step closer to also.
Yeah, where was it held this year?
It was held at St. Pete's in Peterborough.
Okay. And tell me a little bit about the tournament. How many games or how many matches and, yeah, just what you had to do to win gold.
So since I won all my games, I only had to play three. Closest set was in my finals, 21-2, 21-7.
Wow. Talk about the difference, I guess, between last year and this year. Just even how you feel your game has grown even more.
A bit more experience coming into it. I've, practiced a lot over the summer, and I feel like also from last year really motivated me to just keep going and everything. And
yeah, can you tell me a little bit about your OFSA experience last year and remind me where it was held and how it went?
So OFSA last year was held in Chatham, which is about 4 hours away from where I live. I went into it, never gone to an OFSA before, had no idea what to expect, and I came out with antique bronze, which is fourth place.
And how did you feel about the tournament last year in terms of how it went?
I was very happy with how I did. Since I had never been to a tournament like that, I had no idea what to expect, and so I honestly I didn't really have any expectation, and I definitely didn't think I was even going to medal, but yeah, I'm hoping to do that again this year.
It must be exciting for you to have it right at home. It's not Port Hope High School, but Trinity College School in Port Hope is hosting. So, yeah, what's that experience going to be like to compete at OFSA right at home?
I have some mixed feelings about it, actually, about it being local. It's nice to definitely be at home where I can have a community of family and friends come and watch and support me. But I personally also think it's fun to travel, and going away sometimes helps me get put into a more competitive and focused headspace. So this year will definitely be something new for me.
I also wanted to ask you about Julian Thompson. Talk about the dedication you have to him going into OFSA.
Yeah, so Julian passed away in, I think it was February, and That definitely impacted me a whole bunch. It's hard when badminton is like my escape for anything that stresses me out or to get my mind off things. So when, you know, the person that I see all the time to practice that sport with is also not there when I go and practice, it's definitely hard. So going into the tournament, I'm definitely thinking a lot about him and dedicating every game to him. And, you know, while I'm playing, I'm definitely going to be thinking about things he would say to me in every game, making sure I'm taking my time on my serves and keeping things positive.
I heard that you've stenciled the strings on your rackets. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I think it was the Centennial Colts badminton team that made a stencil with his initials and a little heart on it that you can paint your strings on your racket with. So one of the practices I had before OFSA, Adam brought it in. Both of my rackets now have his initials, JT, with a heart on it, so that'll just be nice.
Can you talk just a little bit about what Julian was like as a coach?
Oh, Julian was so positive and enthusiastic, and he was supportive in everything, whether it was academics, athletics, you know, your future goals. He was someone I was extremely comfortable with, and I deeply admired. I really look up to him, and I think I fed off of his own love for the sport, and it really made me more excited and determined to play and, you know, be the best I can. And I really thank him for, like, all the opportunities he had opened up for me.
It's been like working with Coach Adam now, who told me he had also been coached by Julian, so you have that connection. But, yeah, what's it been like to prepare heading into OFSA?
Oh, I love Adam too. He's been one of my part-time coaches for 3 or 4 years, and it's different because he's definitely younger, so I think he has a different perspective on games than some other coaches would have, and I find it easy to relate to him, and yeah, he's just always there for me and makes things very fun, which I think is very, very important.
Yeah. Describe what it's like to compete in badminton and why you love it.
I enjoy it because I think there's a certain etiquette that people have when they play. It's an extremely respectful game, but it's very competitive. But at the end of the day, I think everyone's there just to have fun. And it's very unique because I think every tournament and every game is, like, vastly different. So, yeah, I don't know. Everyone has very different playing styles, so it definitely keeps things interesting.
Yeah, and you play a lot of sports, don't you, at Port Hope High School?
Yeah, so outside of school, I just play badminton, but in school, I play every single sport that our school offers for girls.
That's great, Sydney. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
For Northumberland 89.7, I'm Jeff Gard.